Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced this morning, Grand Rising. You know, Grand Rising that we do every Friday, me and Brother Che are in the studio here this morning. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is that due to a recent development in Florida where the panties, oh man, I'm saying that fool wears panties is what I'm saying, and what have you. I'm going to read some of the most asinine shit that I have ever experienced in my life, okay, in this episode. It's rated PG for those 18 years of age and over. Okay, the governor of Florida recently had passed in the state legislature in Florida about that Florida's new African American Studies program highlights the personal benefit of slavery to Black people. And this is a great insult to our intelligence. So all ass scratchers, yassa bosses, you're welcome to call in as well, too, because we got stuff for you. Okay. Florida has approved a new set of standards. Especially who?
You Biden supporters. You Biden sexuals.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, please. Yeah, we would love to see you hear you guys what you got to say on this. Okay, Florida has approved a new set of standards on how African-American studies should be taught. The new curriculum highlights the personal benefit of slavery to Black people. Okay, now, it has been criticized by the NAACP and Florida's largest teachers union. Okay, now, I just want to say, Brother Che, that those individuals at the NAACP, the National Association for Coon Practitioners, okay, what they have to say about it. Says what, Brother Paris?
The NAACP stands for Negroes Always Asking for Caucasoids Permission.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, indeed. The Florida Board of Education approved a new set of standards for teaching African American studies in public schools, which includes instruction on the personal benefit of slavery to Black people. The curriculum was unanimously approved at the school board meeting in Orlando on Wednesday. Okay, right down there with Disney, Florida Disney and Universal Studios Florida, you know, so I just wonder what your counterparts in Los Angeles got to say about that. It follows legislation signed by the panties, okay? And I'm saying this dude wears woman's underwear. Yeah, that's what I mean by the panties. It was signed in 2022 that was introduced to prevent the teaching of anything that can make people feel shame because of their race. Now, let's read this again, people. To prevent the teaching of anything that can make people feel shame because of their race. You ever want to see something about a person being ashamed of their race? Look at a movie called The Imitation of Life. Now, panties, I wonder if he's going to show that movie in school curriculum as well, too. The law known as the Stop Woke Act was... Say that again?
He'll probably show Birth of a Nation, the original Birth of a Nation.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, 1915, yes, you know, that they, D.W. Griffith, who directed, they named the largest city park in the world area-wise after it was called Griffith Park, where the Hollywood sign is. Okay, the Stop Woke Act was intended to push back against critical race theory, but critics, including the ACLU of Florida, have argued that it serves to whitewash history. Serves to whitewash history in the literal sense. A document outlining the state's new academic standards for the Afro-American Studies program shows that students in Florida public schools will now be taught about the various duties and trades performed by slaves, including agricultural work, painting, tailoring, and blacksmithing. Now, also, too, and I don't mean to disrespect the sisters, none whatsoever, but it also taught them a trade called prostitution as well, too, with Black Friday, where they would sell young black girls, you know what I mean, you know, as young as 12 years old, white men, you know, so they, yes, okay, so make sure they got that right. Okay, now I'm going to continue reading this garbage. A particularly contentious clarification highlights that instruction will include learning about how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied to their for their personal benefit. Okay. Elsewhere in the document, which was posted on the Florida Department of Education's website, the new standards outline how high school students will need to be instructed on acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans when learning about the 1920 Ocoee massacre. And I believe in my trip to Florida, I did travel through that place. Okay. The Ocoee massacre saw a white mob attack black residents with 30 to 35 of them being killed in the violence. Black-owned businesses were burned to the ground during the massacre, you know, just like Rosewood, just like Tulsa, okay, which occurred after a bland landowner, Mose Norman, tried to vote but was turned away twice on Election Day. Okay, turned away twice Election Day. Okay, so this goes to show the brain death of Uncle Tim Scott, Warlock, you know, Herschel Walker, you know, those type of individuals. Ward Connolly in California, you know, who had launched an initiative in the earlier part of the millennium by getting rid of, you know, what do they call it, racial quotas. And then, of course, how they struck down affirmative action in regard to the school, universities, and programs. Now, it seems to me that all these individual Negroes who went up there and got educated, and I do know the word educated, okay, that they surely have put up some type of wall or shore to prevent such a disaster occurring in a state legislature. But, however, you know, the ass crack is got the ball to shit type of syndrome, that type of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You know, it really comes as no surprise. I am highly offended by it. Andrew Spahr, the president of the Florida Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, told Cartoon News Network, "We're very concerned about the standards here in Florida. You're very concerned about the standards there in Florida." Well, I think we've been very concerned about the standards there in Florida since our people were first brought there as chattel, okay? He added, "What teachers want to do is teach kids an accurate, complete, and honest history, both the good and the bad." Now, look at this here, people, both the good and the bad. See, once again, miseducated Negro, right? What we see happening right here now in Florida is the governor is putting his political agenda ahead of the education of our children. And as you know, Brother Perez, we have always stated on this platform for the last, you know, at least 5 years that we need to homeschool our children and we need to do for self. Florida governor, with this asinine bullshit, proves that point to that moment. Now, Derek Johnson, president and chief executive officer of the National Association of Colored People, said in a statement that the new standards convey a sanitized and dishonest telling of the history of slavery in the U.S. Now, let's listen to this again. a sanitized and dishonest telling of the history of slavery in the U.S. Now, it's very interesting, Brother Parrish, of how, you know, we had certain factions in the 1960s, man, you know, who addressed that very, very issue. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It is imperative that we understand that the horrors of slavery and Jim Crow were a violation of human rights and represent the darkest period in American history. Now, let's read that there again. It is imperative that we understand that the horrors of slavery and Jim Crow were a violation of human rights and American history. Now, the irony of this is Marcus Garvey tried to do this. Malcolm X tried to do this. Okay, the Black Militancy era, or the Black Empowerment era, tried to do this. Okay, but however, the Civil Rights Movement, okay, had pretty much did the exact opposite. Okay, and then fortunately, a great man by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had stated shortly before his assassination that he has led our people into a burning house. And this proves Dr. King's point unequivocally and utmost, you know what I'm saying, to the match. But, you know, when you had other guys like, you know, the X-Man, former heavyweight champ, the Black Liberation Movement, you know, try to bring it here, you know, they were hated upon. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Florida Department of Education did not immediately respond to insiders' request for comment, but in a statement provided on Cartoon News Network, Alex Lanfranconi, Director of Communications for the department, said, "It is sad to see people discredit the new standard. Sad for people to see the discredit of the new standard. We are proud of the rigorous process that the department took to develop these standards," Lanfranconi said per Cartoon News Network. This is sad. People.
Yeah.
This is really, really sad. And then also, too, we'll get reading something else here. You know, and this is out of Pensacola, Florida. Okay. And we have one of our well wishers out of Pensacola. We know who she is, Brother Parrish. Okay. And I've been to Pensacola, Florida. That is also the home of former world boxing champion Roy Jones Jr. New Florida school rules that target Black history, bathroom, and adult live performance. The Florida Board of Education on Wednesday voted and approved a new set of controversial academic standards aimed at restricting how Black history can be taught in the state. New rules, which passed without discussion following public input, were incorporated changes regarding Florida's academic standard for social studies and outline how school districts can teach Black history. Descriptions of Florida's 2023 social studies course, which could be found at the Florida Department of Education website, show that 2023 courses regarding Black history will focus on the study of chronological development of Africans in America, examining the political
charge, Brother Nas, or somebody else from an unknown number.
Okay. Hey, Sarge, is that you, man?
Brother, it's hard to find you, man, because you be all over the map. I don't know what time of the day you're going to be on. I just happen to catch you here. And this topic here, first of all, understand one thing, my man. Look, you need an Emmanuel Goldstein. I volunteer to be your Emmanuel Goldstein for today. You can direct a 3-minute 8 against me.
Yeah.
I've already opened myself up for this sort of 3-minute 8 in a prior show where I said, and we had a discussion about it, I said, Sarge, not my ancestors who were enslaved because they went through hell, but Sarge benefited from slavery. Remember that? Remember?
Okay, now
we have
talked
about that. Now, sir,
yes, sir,
I want you to but I want to recall you to the definition of a paradox. Remember, a paradox is something, a seemingly absurd statement or situation that, when examined, is shown to have foundation and may probably be true. That's what a paradox is. And the problem with slavery is it is literally a paradox. Let me give you a perfect example of an individual who benefited from a form of slavery who you are very well acquainted with and you regularly extol. Malcolm X, it's never a good thing to be in prison. That is slavery under the 13th Amendment because you can be called an involuntary servitude of slavery if you're duly convicted of a crime, as Malcolm X was. He went to a Michigan State prison. In Michigan State prison, what did he say? That's where he got his education. That is where he became aware.
Okay.
That is where he was mentored in prison.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, Sarge. You're right about where he got educated in prison, but he was in the Massachusetts State Penitentiary, Sarge, not Michigan. He went to Michigan after he got out of prison and to go see the mosque there in Detroit. Okay, you know, and I'm on your mic, Sarge.
I said
wanna,
correct, and I'm
you know,
sorry. I was thinking Michigan, Massachusetts. Excuse me, that was an error. I stand corrected. But you get my point. My point is that, there are things that are paradoxical, and one of them is slavery, because without slavery, this free, prosperous, relatively, certainly well-educated, with enormous numbers of opportunities, population of black people in North America would simply not exist to the extent that it does.
Okay. Not
that's
sorry.
Part of being fair. It's like,
I'm
like
to
say to Israel, just because 6 million Jews died, now we got to say to Israel now for Israelis. They like it. But it wouldn't happen without the 6 million Jews in Europe in World War II.
But also, too, Sarge, you also got to look at of how other ethnicities have been exterminated, man, you know, through slavery, through brutalization and what have you, you know, besides the Israelis. Now, the thing that is very, very interesting here, Sarge, on both coasts, you're on the East Coast, I'm out here in the middle of the desert, you know, near Death Valley, and I would love for a punk by the name of Ron the Panty of Florida here to Death Valley. And what I'm going to prove, Sarge, is that with me being a black man, I'm not going to get sunburned, but the panties, you know what I'm saying? Even when he strips down, you know, to his women's underwear, he will get sunburned to a crisp. The only thing I'm going to do is get more enriched. You know what I mean, Sarge?
I gather you don't like Ron DeSantis. Yes, I understand.
No, actually, Sarge, he's a punk. He's a punk.
All right.
DeSantis is a punk.
But are we saying that he himself, as chief executive officer of the state of Florida, is behind his curriculum? I would submit to you that others are actually behind instituting the curriculum. He's not an educator. Even if he signs this bill in the law.
Right, but he was a JAG officer in the military, so that tells me with him being a judge advocate general that he was an officer in the U.S. military, meaning that he had to have some form of miseducation. Okay.
Well, he went to
or he had some form of education, and he got miseducated or chose to be miseducated. Now, see, the sad part about this here, Sarge, is that look what this does to our youth. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Sarge. Now, this is before your time, Brother Parrott. Last night, I watched a movie that I saw as a kid in 1971. And what it was a motion picture called Shaft, starring Richard Roundtree. And a sister made a post about, 6 months ago. She says, what happened to the powerful black imagery of black men? You know what I'm saying? And then, and somebody's got their phone on or what have you, or being called. But anyway, okay, so it's shown, you know, okay, yeah, we see 0682. Yeah, more than likely, please come on air and just press 1. Be happy to unmute your mic. But it showed black men in a positive sense. It also has showed that the plot was to go rescue a black woman who had been kidnapped, okay? And then, of course, there was
by
a
the
faction
mob.
That
the
had represented. Yes, sir. And then, of course, you know, there was Ben Buford and his boys, you know, who patronized themselves after the X-Man, you know what I'm saying? But we know what organization that they were representing at that time in history starts, do we not?
Yeah.
Okay. How
the Black Liberation Army or the Black Panthers?
Yeah, well, you know, one is a splinter off the previous
one.
One
of the two,
you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Or kind of an amalgam of the two, actually.
Yeah. And more reason to bring them back when I look at this asinine garbage, okay? I mean, you know?
All right. But wait a minute. Shabaka, let me ask you, again, another paradoxical question. Is not the core of the idea, the rationale for the idea for reparations, is that not the notion that people benefit from something bad? We're saying the United States needs to pay because they benefited from slavery, which is bad. Everybody acknowledges slavery is bad, but at the same time, the adherents are saying that the United States needs to pay for it because without it, the United States has never been built, so therefore, all the people enjoyed being living in the United States benefited from slavery. That is at the core of the reparations theory. Let me ask you another question. Now think now, folks. Now look, I've done a lot of studying about slavery. I mean, along with World War II, it's probably my biggest single subject of study. I mean, I've studied everything I get my hands on about the Second World War. I think it's the most fascinating period in world history. I'm utterly fascinated by it. The second thing, one of the second, third, or fourth thing I studied more than almost anything else was American slavery. And in my studies of American slavery, I have come across numerous stories of slaves who, through benefit of the skills they attained while they were slaves, were able to manumit themselves and or make a future themselves. Now, if I say that historical reality, if I name the person such as William Ellison, who, by the way, became a slave magnate, he was actually breeding slaves. He had over 500 slaves at the peak of his empire. If I mention that historical reality, what sort of thought crime am I committing?
Okay, well, first place, Sarge, all the time I can say about that is, speaking of thought crime, you know, glad you brought that up. Okay, because one of the brutalizations of slavery where our people were brutalized by was just thinking about the concept of escape, or just thinking about like what Nat Turner did. That was the thought crime. That's why they took you down and got the balls and ass scratches, you know, being homie kind of niggas. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as the slave learned how to read the book, he starts thinking. And once he starts thinking, you see what I'm saying? He starts realizing his position.
But Chewbacca,
and then once he starts realizing his position,
it is a fact that among the most skilled craftsmen in the South were black craftsmen. This is well known.
Okay,
it is well documented.
Okay.
Now, they got those skills because they were
slaves. Okay, but Sarge, we had skilled craftsmen and engineers and architects.
I understand it. You're missing the point, though.
Showed up. Be on our campus.
Yeah, but you're missing the point.
Okay, no, I'm not missing the point, Sarge. You're saying is that they learned crafts as blacksmithing, let's see, agriculture.
Carpentry.
Okay, Benjamin
especially
DeMarco.
Carpentry.
Okay, carpentry. Okay, and what is that there where you work with the concrete or masonry?
Masonry.
You see what I'm saying?
Masonry.
Yeah.
Masonry.
Okay, besides. Okay, now, also too soft. But see, but the barbarism, okay, of it, was no benefit to us is because, see, our sweat, labor, and blood charge was going to benefit some savage who was crawling on all fours living in a cave who did not know how to wash his ass.
Wait a minute now.
When we were building pyramids. Now, this is not my
whole
thing.
All in black businesses. All in black businesses.
This is what you're
doing. Black Wall Street, nobody learned any skills that they passed on to their children? Black Wall Street, all right?
Black Wall Street.
Well, they didn't pass on these skills to their children to help build things. We ought to give our ancestors more credit, my man. I'm trying to give the ancestors credit. You understand? They got these skills. Many of them had these skills, and they passed them on. They passed them on to their children. And their children created things and businesses.
Okay, besides, but they were not doing it for the benefit and paying homage to our ancestors.
And
oh, yes,
whatever you do, something for your children and yourself, that's for your benefit. Black Wall Street was for black people's benefit.
Besides, how are you benefiting yourself when somebody's got the legal right to go rape your wife, rape your daughter, who before she even starts menstruating, hold it, beat your ass to a pulp with a whip, and Freddie B got tired of that, and Freddie B just went in there and put some work in on the slave master.
Not
two is a raping slave trading pedophile that violated his mother. Then Freddie B had to hop a ship and became a sailor. And then when he came in through Frisco Bay, you know, he set up a newspaper office. They even got a housing project called after Frederick Douglass.
Now you're getting to the core of the matter there, Brother Shabaka. You just got to the core of the matter. That is why, since I am grateful to be living in the United States, I'm not upset by the fact that I'm here. I'm not upset a bit by the fact that I'm grateful to be here. That is why it is unseemly for me personally to attempt to expropriate the suffering of my ancestors as though it was my own, because it wasn't. It was theirs. They suffered, not me. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. I didn't experience that. They did.
Okay, hold on, Sarge, but you grew up in one of the most roughest cities called Chicago, Illinois, Sarge. I grew up in
Los Angeles. And it was rough, too.
Now, hold on, Sarge. Now, when Martin Luther King went over there, man, what is that there, Morgan
Marquette
Park in Chicago?
Marquette Park.
Thank you. Okay, now, Dr. King is sitting up there ass-scratching, we shall overcome. Yeah, the boss is, can't turn me around. Them crackers got their stars with their stars and bars and they bopped
I know what they did.
Head with a brick.
I know what they did.
Hold on, so you probably do, Sarge, because you're older than me. Okay, and I give you your respect for that.
I got beat up
there,
by some of them people, too, when I go in the neighborhood. They jump me and beat me up. I know.
Okay, but you up there, man, in Crook County, you know what I'm saying, which is notorious. They got the place there, man, on the south side where a loved one, you know, had told me recently where they would go there secretly interrogate, you know, suspects with the Mark Furman method that they do in Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying. But Dr. King said, that this is the most racist place he ever been in throughout all his years living in the South.
Then Dr. King stated
before he was murdered, which was a tragedy, April 4th, 1968. I remember the day well, although I was in fourth grade. Okay. But he led our people into a burning house, Sarge. Now, as you and I go back and forth with the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going right here to this book again, written by Reginald Major, and it was this crew out of a place called Oakland, California. You ever been to Oakland, Sarge?
I have not been to Oakland ever, no.
Oh, Sarge, you got to go visit the place. And definitely, Sarge, go to DeFremery Park on the corner of 16th and Adelheid, okay? And this is where these brave young men and women researched the U.S. Constitution, and they looked at the Second Amendment, exercising their Second Amendment rights for their self-defense. It was called the Party of Self-Defense. Okay. So where's that old senile bastard by the name of Ronald Reagan, and may he rest in peace up there in Simi Valley. okay, who signed the Mulford into Act saying that you cannot exercise your Second Amendment right in a great state of California, which is still in effect today because they catch you with a firearm. The state of California side, you're doing 5 years. Okay. Now, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, we need you to call in too, ma'am, because we'd like to get some feedback from you, you know.
So she locked up all kind of black men, didn't she?
Yeah, and left them sitting in jail too, Sarge, which you're right about.
Yes, sir.
Left them sitting
sure
in
did.
Jail after
sure
California
did.
Decriminalized MJ. Okay. Because now, reading this here from NBC, Sarge. New Florida standards teach students that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught useful skills. Okay, Sarge, that's your piece. The standards, which were blasted by a statewide teachers union as a step backward, were approved Wednesday by the State Board of Education. Okay, so therefore, the dude running the State Board of Education, he belongs in jail. The damn governor belongs in the and placed him to an insane asylum. Okay, now, Florida's public schools will now teach students that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught them useful skills, part of new African-American history standards approved Wednesday that were blasted by a state teachers union as a step backward. And I agree with the state teachers union on that. Now,
right.
What's going to happen is, Sarge, is that they're going to sit up there. And with them coming with this, all right, you know, they want to raise black men to be effeminized. Now, after I saw the motion picture Shaft, you know, for the first time in 50-plus years, it did show strong black men in those roles, you know, from Richard Roundtree to the other guy that he went to go get back the girl that had been kidnapped, you know what I'm saying, from a white organization, you see what I mean? And okay, but they don't want us thinking like that, but as long as men are getting up here on stage.
It was Bumpy Johnson's daughter, remember? Bumpy Johnson's daughter.
Yeah. And of course, we all know that Bumpy Johnson was based off of, Bumpy Johnson, yeah, the character was Bumpy Jonas, but who was based off the historical figure Bumpy Johnson. Yes, you are correct about that. Okay. Now, with this here, is a grave, grave insult, you know, to our people. So therefore, it is putting inside the minds of black children in their formative years, oh, I got to thank Master Charlie so much because I was enslaved. I was killed. Now, also, too, sides that the subject that they, your Joe Gibson fella, you know, likes to dispute, and if Brother Warren, if you're out there, please call in, man, because I was on his show the other night, but my show had powered down after we did our show. Okay.
Well, look, here's where I'm going to agree with you, man. I'm agree with you on this. I've said this to you on this show many times before, not many, several at least. I said this. I am utterly unconcerned that if an accurate, truthful, contextual telling of history discomforts or upsets people, I don't care. As long as it's true and it's accurate, it matters not one whit to me whether people are hurt by it or offended. They need to know the historical truth. So that, on that, I will agree with you. I ain't never accepted that. I want truth to be told no matter how hard it may be for modern day people to know about it. Get it? But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's what I want to say in response to what I think may be a misguided attempt to push back against this endless, never-ending narrative of the United States being the worst country in the history of mankind because they had slavery for one long lifetime. That literally about chattel slavery, that is. It had chattel slavery for the length of one full lifetime, as though it's the worst country ever to exist, ever, with no context whatsoever. In that respect, I completely understand this pushback.
Okay, now, Sarge, here's something else that I got to bring up to you. Now, the panties, as in a transvestite, yes, Governor, the panties, you are a punk, okay, is what I'm calling you. you wear women's underwear. Yeah, I'm saying it. Other language that has drawn the ire of some educators includes teaching about how black people were also perpetuators of violence during race massacres. Now, let's look at this again, people. Black people were also perpetuators of violence during race massacres, like what they had in Florida, like what they had in Oklahoma, what have you, Rosewood, Tulsa, and what have you. And then when the Black Panthers were defending themselves, exercising their Second Amendment right, that made us perpetuators of violence. So I guess, Sarge, what they're saying right here is that we were supposed to sit there and allow our women and our children to be killed, and us standing up there like men with no set of balls, okay? The language says, instruction includes acts of violence perpetuated against and by African Americans, but is not limited to the 1906 Atlanta race riot, the 1919 Washington, D.C. race riot. Then, of course, stars, you know, the race riot they had in Chicago in 1919. And then the 1920 Ocoee massacre. And I've been through Ocoee, Florida, and didn't dig it. I understand why. 1921 Tulsa massacre. And the 1923 Rosewood massacre they had down in the great state of Florida. The Florida Education Association, a statewide teachers union representing 150,000 teachers, called the new standards a disservice to Florida students and are a big step backward for a state that has required teaching African American history since 1994. Okay, now, where are the YASA bosses for all this? You know, we need some of the YASA bosses to call in. You know, Tim Scott, Herschel Walker, you know what I'm saying? Even Cornel West, you can call in, because Dr. West, I respect your education, man, but off of some statements that you've been making recently, man, I'm wondering, man, you know, if senility is setting in, man, or what, or if you've been approached, you know. Okay.
He's still Governor pretty sharp. I saw him on Hannity last night. He's still pretty sharp.
Okay. And Brian Hannity. Yeah, and Brian Hannity, he's welcome to call in as well, too. Governor DeSantis is pursuing a political agenda guaranteed to set good people against one another. And in the process, he's cheating our kids, Farr said. They deserve the full truth of American history. Okay, so what black students need to do, their first required reading should be the autobiography of Malcolm X, the story of Frederick Douglass, okay, revolutionary suicide by Huey Percy Newton, okay, who was a doctor, by the way, okay, and Thomas Sowell. Yeah, you ass scratch. Where are you at on this one, Thomas Sowell? We don't see you. Okay, we don't see you, Dr. Sowell. Where are you? Okay, and then the union said that it is troubling at the high school level. The standards conflate the 1920 Ocoee massacre, which at least 30 black people were killed for attempting to vote, with acts of violence perpetuated by African American. They were killed by African Americans, okay, for the to vote. And in middle school, the standards require students be taught slavery was beneficial to African Americans because it helped them develop skill, the union said. Now, Sarge, check this out. Okay, we're going to debate them. Man, we gave the world the sciences, man. Okay, just like when a punk by the name of Alexander the Barbarian, a homosexual, okay, goes into Kemet and starts renaming everything. And then, you know, it's stealing knowledge. And then some other homosexuals by the name of Socrates, Plato, What's the other dude, Brother Paris? Oh, Aristotle. They didn't come and teach anything. They came and stole and took it up to Greece. Okay? You see what I mean? They took it up there to Greece. But the Greeks, they were filthy. They were nasty. They were unclean. Just like all the Europeans were. We had to show them how to wash their nasty, stinking asses. Okay? The sisters from Ethiopia showed the white woman, hey, your coochie stinks. We got feminine hygiene down here. You see, we're going to show you feminine hygiene. And we supposed to thank Governor Ron the Panties, the punk who wears women's underwear, okay, that we're supposed to be thankful for this brutalization and this barbarism. Now, let me check my hate mail. Okay, let's see. All right. Okay, the chat room is open. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Well,
let's see. Do we got any hate mail?
Well,
go ahead, Todd.
Well, look, I would be happy to have that debate with you about the origins of Greek civilization, how it interacts with Egypt and other northern African nations. But I think that's a topic for another day, because we'd be going down a rabbit hole, getting all kind of permutations and talking about the archaeological evidence from the second millennia, whether or not Egyptians invaded Greece, and there's no archaeological. We can go that from now on. But look, I'd like to focus on, if I may, I'd like to focus on this educational initiative by the state of Florida, and whether or not it should be done. Now, look, I always have reservations about any topic taught about history, because I think so many of them are just simply inaccurate. It doesn't matter whether I agree with the curriculum or not. I think one of the most poorly taught subjects, and particularly in public schools, is history. I think oftentimes the study of it is superficial and it's inadequate. So I would agree with you that this curriculum may not be founded from a scholarly point of view, but many of the things they are speaking of, I myself have in my study, which is far more extensive than most people get in high school and grade school. I have verified these very things. None of that means slavery was good. None of it does. It simply means that a paradoxical trait of many god-awful historical incidents does turn out to have benefit in some ways unforeseen at the time they occur. That is simply true, whether we want to agree with it or not.
Okay.
And I think it is a measure of pushback against this relentless idea that there is nothing in the founding of this country, in its constitution, that is redemptive or worth saving. We need to disregard it all, throw it all out, and let the Bolsheviks reign. Now, that I will never agree to.
Okay, facade. Okay, they looked at us as three-fifths of a human being, Charge. They raped our women. They used to sell our young black girls up on auction blocks to white boys, man, called Black Friday. Okay, see, do you see the systemic degradation of the black male that they did here, Star? Do you see the systemic degradation that they did to the black woman? You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, Sarge, we're in our last 10 minutes. I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to close the show out. Because on Grand Rising, we only do, you know, an hour. But on Tuesday, we can continue this conversation. And as a matter of fact, I think we will, because I want to put together some notes, you know what I mean, and have it more of a structure, you know, although, because generally what we do here on Grand Rising on Shabak is pretty much open mic. But it's just how is that they want black people to hate themselves the way they come from. And then also, too, I saw a Twitter of a white boy up here talking about of how unattractive black women are and why white men don't want them because the average black woman weighs 140 pounds. Okay, now you see black families. This here definitely goes to show the miseducation of the Negro. They don't even want the black family unit coming back yet. You see what I'm saying? Okay. They want to eradicate the black male, not the black female.
okay, because as Quiz Doe Willis said, they can negotiate her at will like they do in Hollywood and what have you. And then when you look at these commercials that they make, they're always going to show you a black woman with a white man in a family setting talking about this is property. That is not
Well, I see just about
and
many commercials involving black men and white women, too. I mean, it's really a trend in commercials.
Okay, but hold on, though, Sarge. Okay, since I'm from Los Angeles, and I know that Hollywood perpetuates a lot of garbage, but what it is, the whole crux of it is that they're trying to perpetuate the image that the only way for progress to be made is to destroy the black family, the black male in particular. And this is why I found it kind of interesting when I looked at Shaft last night that was made well over 50 years ago when I was a young man, okay, and that they're right, Terrence Howard was right, because you could see, too, as Dr. Francis Corson Wilson said, is that the social engineering project that they had started back then, you know, violence against black people, the self-hatred, okay, then came the rap industry, then the degradation of the thug life, and then came the effeminization of the black male. You know what I'm saying? And they have the human rights and they have the civil rights. But let's look at what it is doing to the black family. It's killing. Or actually, I'm sad to say that it has already been killed, okay? That has already been killed. So I hate to say it. They succeeded in it. You see? And then the panties, the cross-dresser of Florida, yeah, Ron DeSantis, you're a punk. Okay. Now, the panties, who I believe is a cross-dresser, is really, you know, pushing this agenda, is that, my God. It's genocide. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely genocide. Now, here's something that's interesting, okay, is that even this has kicked off one of the biggest bed wenches of all time. Come out of hash. And what you saying, you know,
for sure.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting. You know what I'm saying? You know, we left. Yeah, they left black men in jail, you know what I'm saying, on MJ, you know, with the stakes that they were supposed to have their charges dropped. And when I get back to Alameda County, I am going to go over there to pull up her records when she was an assistant DA of Alameda County before she became the district attorney of San Francisco County. And then also, too, Mrs. Harris, you need to come up there and talk about when you were 30 years old, you know, you were seeing Willie Brown, who was 60 years old, who was then the mayor of San Francisco. Okay, I don't mean to put your business out there in the street, Madam Vice President. I'm just merely speaking from the public record. Okay, now, I wonder what old Clarence Thomas has to say about this. Oh, and then I want to know what old bed wench Candace Owens herself says about this. And then Warlock. Let's see. Warlock probably believes slavery physically prepared black men for the National Basketball Association and the National Football League. Okay. Ben Carson, who I think is taking his own dope, prescribing himself as dude stays loaded, probably wishes he can keep his eyes open for as long as the slave people were conditioned so they could work free from dust to dawn. Condoleezza Rice probably believes slavery taught black people the value of reading and writing, even if it literally killed them. Now, Dr. Rice, now I kind of like agree with her premise right there. It's taught black people how to read or write, even at the cost of them being killed, which a lot of them was. Okay? Now, brain dead Negro from Chicago, Kanye West. Kanye, you need to quit taking that medication, man, because when you went out there to Los Angeles, man, they barely screwed your mind up. He says slavery was a choice.
Oh,
okay, slavery was a choice. Okay, now, when Frederick Douglass beat the shit out of the raping, slave trading
pedophile that violated his mother. Okay, he beat his ass for about a couple of hours, I believe, and Freddie Demon, he had to get up out of Dodge. Okay, all right, so I guess Freddie didn't realize, you know, the hypocrisy of things and got tired of being abused. But Florida's new standards for making black history palatable for white consumption don't stop there. The standard also takes a dump-like, very fine people on both sides approach to teaching about race massacres in which white mobs attack and brutally murder black people just for lip. Okay, just to simply exist. Now, also, too, Sarge, you ever been through Reno, Nevada, Sarge?
No, sir.
Okay, I've been through there many a time, Sarge. Okay, it's way north of me. It's still hot as blazes there, too, but a little bit cooler. But each time I go through Reno, Nevada, Sarge, there, I listen to the wind and hear the story of long ago of your favorite holiday, Sarge, in the year 1910, the 4th of July. Do you know what happened on the 4th of July in 1910, Sarge? In Reno, Nevada?
Enlighten me, please.
Oh, you had World Heavyweight Boxing Championship.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, now you get the question. Yeah.
James J. Jeffries. Okay, James J. Jeffries.
Yeah, Jeffries,
you know,
brother. Yeah, Jeffries.
Good old boys out of San Francisco, you know, they, let's see, they go to him, James J. Corbett, and a couple of the other fellas there that was boxers over there on the Barbary Coast, as in barbarians, okay, which it is. They go to Burbank, California, and they say, James J. Jeffries, you retired undefeated as heavyweight champ, but we got a job for you, son. On the 4th of July, America's birthday, the year 1910, we need you to go to Reno, Nevada, to go put this colored boy in his place by the name of Jack Chan.
I saw the fight. I've seen films of the fight.
Uh-huh, yeah. And old Tex Rickard, who was the promoter of the fight, had it scheduled for San Francisco, but 2 weeks before the fight, the attorney general of San Francisco had outlawed boxing in the state of California and called out the state militia to enforce it. So he goes up there to Reno, Nevada. And then two brother Paz, the governor at that time of Reno was Governor Denver, who told Tex Rickard, Governor Denver of Nevada, 1910, told old Tex Rickard, hey, man, you can come up here to Nevada and have the fight. And tell you what, I'll even had the city of Reno build the arena for the fight. Oh, boy. The ass whooping that Johnson issued out on that. Oh, okay, yeah, we're in overtime. Oh, that there, we're going to get to that at a later time, though, Sarge. But, Sarge, we thank you so very much for calling in. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to inbox us on our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, with all of your hatred, with all of your ignorance because of today's topic of which you did not like. We love our critics. We really do. That means that we're getting somewhere.
Tomorrow.
And we're going to go out.
At 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook, Frontline Black News with a double C. See y'all tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we'll be there. Okay, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and for listening. And please share this. And then also, too, Governor the Panty of Florida, you're a punk. I'm out.
What are you doing?